Welcome to Big, the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winners podcast. This is David Hochberg, your host. Always talk about giving us a call, getting pre-approved. Pre-approved, I always make fun of getting pre-approved. Getting approved before buying a home. Not talking to your realtor's lender. You're buying the home. You make the financial decision. It's your choice which lender you choose. But, you know, you get in the car with the real estate professional. Oh, I've worked with this guy. I've worked with this gal. Oh, this is my go-to. I've never had problems, even though you've heard hundreds, if not thousands, of the ads of my ads over the years telling you that it's your choice. It's your house. It's your decision. You're like, all right, like, give me the number and I'll call. And then you start rolling and you forget everything I tell you and you leave us at the curb without even giving us a call. Well, today we have a gentleman by the name of Derek who fits that mold to a T. And he's heard my ads every single day, every single morning on his favorite radio show. I'd like to welcome Derek to the podcast. Derek, how you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
Okay, well, you are a poster child of people that go to other lenders first and then call us, which you should have done in the first place, to resurrect the loan that the other lender screwed up. So let's go back a couple of months. Why did you call somebody else? You know this was coming, buddy. I can't pass this up. This is too good. Why did you call somebody else before calling us?
You know, it was one of those things where we were using the realtor, a good friend, and he just suggested, hey, you know, this is a lender that I've worked with in the past. Let's just roll with him. And, right off the bat, I was a little sketchy. I'm like, damn it, I've heard horror stories of going with small banks and stuff like that. But, they seemed like they knew what they were talking about. They seemed like they'd be able to get the deal done. And then come just a few days before closing time, you know, it hits a brick wall and, hey, you know, we're not going to be able to close on time for you.
So you've heard hundreds, if not thousands, of my commercials over the past 14 years. Would that be a safe assessment?
Every single day on ManCow.
Okay. Well, there you go. So every single day on ManCow. You've been hearing a commercial and realtor says, you know what? I got a guy. So let's try him. And what, 24, 46, 48, 72, how many days before the closing before, sorry, Houston, we have a problem?
Oh, it was literally 3 days before we were closing. We kept getting the, hey, no, we'll be okay. We're going to be okay. Underwriters will let it go. They're not going to stop it. It'll be fine. We'll be fine. Okay, let's keep going. Let's get everything done. I'm just happy we didn't set up the final walkthrough or nothing like that before we got the kick in the balls.
But, yeah. That's a harsh reality, thinking that everything's smooth and all of a sudden the not only do the engines go out, but the landing gear doesn't come down. So you came to your senses, right? Some smelling salt. You were listening to the radio again and heard another ad of people saying what a great job we do. And you finally called. And walk us through your experience with JP.
I was nervous, man. Like I said, literally was 3 days before we were closing. I called up and I was like, look, you know, I know there's no chance that we're going to get this done within 3 days, but, you know, I need a Hail Mary. And JP ran with it, man. He picked it up. We had all the paperwork already set up, obviously, from the other lender, so it was very easy to get everything uploaded over to him. And then we turned it around in 21 days, and I couldn't be more thankful. I mean, it was a blessing from God, that's for sure. We were we had to push back the closing date on our property that we were selling. Right. So that incurred fees that we had to, you know, go back to the old lender for, and you know, and everything keeps rolling up, and then JP comes out of nowhere and says, okay, we can get this done in a couple of weeks, and he knocks it out of the park.
So we had to go FHA. Nothing wrong with FHA. It's a great loan product. But he had a couple credit cards that we had to explain something. And I stress and I stress and I stress, in-house underwriting, team underwriting, dedicated underwriting, understanding our listeners, understanding our borrowers, understanding the marketplace, understanding that everything doesn't fit inside a 1-inch by 1-inch by 1-inch by 1-inch blue box. And sometimes things spill over, like in your situation, Derek, where we just needed an explanation about something, and you wrote a killer letter of explanation that basically explained everything that needed to be explained to the underwriter, and the underwriter like, you know what, that makes sense. And you know what? It's not this guy's fault or his wife's fault or his family's fault for this happening. It's a thing that happened, and boom, we got it done. And the reason the other lender didn't get it done, was it a big bank or a small bank?
It was a smaller bank.
Smaller bank. Smaller bank didn't get it done because they don't have the experience that we have on my team and in my underwriting department and just the experience we have. And the note says here we got it done in under 3 weeks and bulletproof borrower, and we got it done. And what was the just your mindset when JP called you, JP Marzano, one of the guys on my team, licensed, experienced, great loan officer, when he said, hey, Derek, you're all good. We're clear to close. We're closing next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What was that feeling when you got that phone call?
You know, David, I'm a married man with four kids. I can't tell you how much relief it is when he gave me that call and said, good, you're done. We're good to go. You know, we're closing tomorrow. It's amazing. It was so much stress off my back, you know, worrying, are we going to do this? Are we going to lose our house? You know, if we can't close on the new house, you know, how am I going to close on my old house? I'm not going to have anywhere to live. You know, but if I don't close, I'm going to get stuck, you know, paying all this guy's penalties. So I can't tell you how much relief it was when we got that call.
So for the tens of millions of dollars I've spent in advertising over the past 14 years, and for other people that hear my ads on whatever radio station they listen to, what would you tell them about not going with the Realtor's lender, even though you've heard David Hochberg talk about not going with the other Realtor's lender and using your gut and going with us and giving us a call to get approved prior to buying a home? Because if you would have gone with the approval route, none of this would have happened. You know what I mean? So what would you tell other home buyers or parents of first-time home buyers or grandparents, you know, to let their kids, their friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors about going with your gut, giving us a call, and not going with the Realtor's lender?
Yep. Don't be pushed away by hearing it on the radio. Give Hochberg a call. You're not going to be disappointed. The entire team that stepped up and were able to knock everything out were amazing. I mean, as soon as we got signed up, it was immediately. I was getting emails from every team member saying we need this, we need this, we need this. And the minute I got it back to them is the minute I got my responses back saying this is perfect, this is perfect. You know, and the ball was rolling. I really can't stress enough to anybody listening that don't worry, don't listen to other people. Give them a call, get your answers that you need, and you'll be happy.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, Derek. You're awesome, and enjoy that new house, buddy.
No, I am, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, brother.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.